You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. GIFT Nifty traded up by just 10 points or 0.04% at 23,425, indicating a lackluster opening for domestic indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex on Friday. Previously on Friday, the NSE Nifty 50 ended up by 75.95 points. Or 0.33% to settle at 23,398.90, while the BSE Sensex jumped 204.33 points or 0.27% to 76,810. The stocks to keep an eye on today include Ambuja Cements, Vodafone Idea, NBFC stocks, Suzlon, defense stocks, Havells India, Nalco, Rites, Sterlite Technologies, Wipro and Suven Pharmaceuticals. Up next, the Goods and Service Tax Council will meet here on June 22nd with a packed agenda, including proposals to bring natural gas and aviation turbine fuel under the ambit of the GST and a review of the way the tax on consumption is applied on online gaming, casinos and horse racing. The meeting, the first after the New Democratic Alliance assumed office, is however unlikely to take up a long-pending agenda of an overhaul of the GST slabs that would require more technical inputs, as an earlier minister's committee that reviewed the matter was disbanded. Ongoing process of correcting inverted duty structures may still be carried forward, with changes in tax rates for some products in the textile and fertilizers value chains. In another development, Jio Platforms has received the approval of the Indian National Space Promotion and Authorization Center, INSPACE, its final go-ahead to launch satellite communications, SATCOM services in the country. The approval comes even as global majors such as Elon Musk-owned Starlink and Amazon Project Kuiper await regulatory clearances to launch their services in the country. Bharti Enterprises-backed Eutelsat OneWeb is the only other company to have already received all necessary clearances. Once the spectrum allocation is done by the government, Jio Platforms will be providing the satellite internet services with its joint venture partner SES, a Luxembourg-based SATCOM company. Moving on, Ambuja Cement has signed an agreement to acquire Penna Cement Industries for Rs 10,422 crore as it targets a production capacity of 140 million ton per annum by 2028. The Adani Group said, the latest acquisition will add another 14 MTPA production capacity to Adani Cement, taking its total capacity to 89 MTPA. The deal will also help Ambuja expand its market presence in South India. Ambuja will acquire the entire stake of PCIL from its promoter group, P. Pratap Reddy and Family. The acquisition will be fully funded through internal accruals. Of PCIL's total 14 MTPA capacity, 10 MTPA is operational and the remaining is under construction, expected to be completed in the next 6 to 12 months. Meanwhile, the National Company Law Tribunal has restrained Byju's from going ahead with its second rights issue, which according to the investors commenced on May 13th and was to end on June 13th. The tribunal also directed Byju's from utilizing any funds that it has so far collected from the second rights issue, and the same needs to be deposited in a separate account. The NCLT also directed Byju's to file a complete details of the escrow bank accounts from the opening of the right issue on January 29th till date in 10 days from June 12th. Byju's has also been directed to file the complete details of the allotment made on March 2nd, before the increase of authorized share capital. In other news, Mumbai rose to the third position among the list of top 44 cities globally in terms of appreciation of housing prices during January-March 2024 period, according to a Knight Frank report. It was ranked 6th in same period last year. New Delhi rose from 17th position to 5th, in with a growth of 10.5% year-on-year, according to the Prime Global Cities Index Q1 2024 of Knight Frank. Bengaluru, however, observed a decline in ranking from 16th to 17th, even though it recorded a 4.8% growth in residential prices. The Prime Global Cities Index is a valuation-based indicator tracking the movement of prime residential prices across 44 cities worldwide. The index tracks nominal prices in local currency. Lastly, Central ruled out reducing import duty on wheat by stating that there are sufficient stocks of the grain to meet the domestic requirement and undertake a market intervention. While stating that the Food Ministry is keeping a close watch on market prices of wheat, an official statement said that in addition, suitable interventions shall be undertaken to ensure that there is no hoarding by unscrupulous elements and the price remains stable. There have been concerns that with stocks hovering around the buffer level, the prices could rise. While according to the statement, at present there is no proposal to alter the duty structure on imports of wheat. Trade sources said import of around 4 to 5 metric ton by reducing import duties will help improve domestic supplies. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.